Petersfield's Shine Radio.
This is Jo from Shine Radio in Outer Hebrides, otherwise known as the Playing Fields by the Avenue. Just turned up with demands for hot dogs and hot chocolate, but you'll be pleased to know I bring cake.
Ah, cake will do. Hot cake. Lovely.
Cake is good.
Yeah.
Cake is good.
Councillor Chris Page.
Hello.
Lovely to see you again. Tell us what's happening.
So we're here today raising some money for the Royal British Legion Industries, essentially Sleeping Rough. The RBLI raised funds for the estimated 6,000 homeless veterans. And throughout the month of March, they run a campaign called the Great Tommy Sleep Out, where people can sleep out however they want to raise money. Any sponsorships done through Just Giving. So we don't take any cash, and that goes direct to the charity. But we're more than happy to take any form of drink.
I don't have any drink. It's Darren, isn't it? How are you?
Freezing.
Freezing?
But I'm dry, which is the important thing at the moment.
Are these your old army trousers?
They are. These are my number twos, so from my original issue, so I can still wear them. I don't know if Chris can get his. But yeah, these are my original one.
Dare I ask how old they are?
These are, well, these would be 97, something like that, from 97, something like that, 96.
Not that old then.
No,
like,
not as old as me. But no, this is my shelter.
That is very professional.
I've got a nice Arctic sleeping bag in there, so I should be all right tonight. And hopefully, if the rain's coming in from the east, I should be all right as well. So,
because it is due to rain, isn't it?
Well, don't say it. But yes, it is due to rain, but hopefully we'll be all right.
Do you know, that actually looks really cosy.
It is. That sleeping bag is very cosy. It's an Arctic one. They use those in Norway, so hopefully I should be all right.
And what about the rest of the guys? It doesn't look quite so good.
Well, I don't know what the rumours are, but Chris and
Phil,
they're in the same tent there, so I don't know what it's going to be like for them.
I think budding up, just keep buddy, warm, buddy. You'll do anything.
Yeah, share your warmth, apparently, yes.
So, Phil, this time last week, a little bit different, because we were, like, warming up for Amy the Tribute.
Yeah, we was. And that was a great night, actually.
Oh my God. Amazing, yeah. Really amazing.
From one extreme to the other. Now we're outside. I'm here with Chris, Darren and Tom. Little Tom here is going to be sleeping with us. And
who's Tom?
So Tom is my partner's child.
Hello, Tom. Do you want to come and say hello?
Come and say hello.
Tom, how old are you?
I'm 10, almost 11.
Almost 11. Have you done camping before?
I've done it like two or three times, but not that often.
But outside the garden?
No.
So it's the first... Well, it's still Petersfield, and you're very safe with these guys.
Yeah.
So it's Joe Gray, Sunday morning. I've just come back down to the avenue. Pleased to say it's not tipping down with rain, but it is damp. So I'm putting my wellies on. About to walk Olive over to see how the camping went. But I think they'll be happy to see me this morning. Because I come bearing food. Right, let's go and say hello. I've got Olive with me. She's bounding over to say hello. I've got her ball. And she's not having one of these bacon sarnies that I've brought down. Morning. I come with delights.
Oh. What are you doing?
Yes, and I've just fallen over a tent peg.
Live on air.
Live on air too.
This bacon butter here.
And no need to introduce Phil.
Everybody, hello.
Everybody knows Phil. So we're used to seeing you in the town council, especially when there's events going on. What made you take part today? Or tonight, last night?
I love camping. I love camping. And so I wanted to get out, but it's just a great cause, isn't it? But for the guys that have, you know, they've fought for our country and they've done... And it's just a good course to get to raise some money. And I enjoyed it and I had just great fun.
And I've seen your little cohort here still
Tom,
tucked up in,
yeah, he's still
in his tent.
In there.
Is he asleep?
No, he's not asleep. You're not asleep, are you, Tom? No. No, he loved it, didn't he? It was all nice and cosy. And I slept next to Councillor Chris Page, and it was all we had a good evening, didn't we, last night?
Yeah,
it's good fun.
Keep those stories between us.
Yeah, apparently what goes underneath, was it? What did you say? What goes on in a bivvy?
What happens in a bivvy stays in a bivvy.
we'll keep the bivvy stories for another show. Yeah. Chris, a lot of people recognise both yourself and Darren, who stood next to us, being heavily involved in the Remembrance Sunday Parade. You do a lot of work as well that's not so in the public eyes.
Yeah, so the RBL, the branch, we're here all year round. It's not just the 2 weeks before Remembrance Sunday. There's lots of events throughout the year, which we mark, VE Day, VJ Day. The Poppy Appeal runs all year round, not just, again, the 2 weeks before Remembrance Sunday. We're always here, getting out in the community more and more now, just to remind people that actually the branch is here. We're around and we just want to support the military community here in Petersfield.
And Darren, why do you think they end up in this situation?
The army is an institution. Everything is done for you. Your accommodation sorted out. So a lot of people find it hard to adjust once they've left the army. And obviously experiences during being in the army, post-traumatic stress disorder, those kind of things, it affects people in different ways. For a lot of people, sleeping out in rough is pretty easy for them to do. So, yeah, it's just not being able to deal with the transition from the institution to civilian life.
Quite an extreme lifestyle in itself. And then to come back to Civvy Street is challenging in many different ways.
Yeah, it's very challenging. As I say, people just can't adjust. Thank you very much, Joe, for bringing down the bacon patties.
A gentleman came down last night to see what we were doing. And we told him everything. And he said that he'll be back. And he came back last night with soup, amazing soup, chicken and vegetable soup, absolutely amazing.
He came back with a whole pot of soup, and it was just amazing. It really was. And he gave us a donation as well.
He did an online donation,
which is very good.
Obviously, you're smiling today, and you've probably got 3 hours left.
We can go home at 12 o'clock and we can get nice, warm, have a shower, get some proper food. But yeah, there's guys still on the street who will be doing this day in and day out.
I spent 18 months homeless when I left the military, so I know exactly what people have been through. So doing something like this, as I said, just 24 hours, we can go home afterwards. It really does bring it home to people who haven't experienced it, actually, how hard it can be.
So, Chris, when you were in that situation, what were you doing? Were you sofa surfing on friends' sofas and things like that?
Sofa surfing where I can, sleeping in my car where I can, any form of shelter. I was in that unusual position where I, in the eyes of the council, I'd made myself homeless because my marriage had fallen apart because I'd come out of the army and I'm not going away anymore. Those things happen. Yeah, so it's just finding anywhere you can. A lot of the time in my car, you get moved on at night by the police because you can only be in a car park or a lay-by for so long, and they come and knock on the window and they move you along. If I was away from my car then, you quite literally do find any shelter that you can.
Pretty eye-opening stuff. And talking of eye-opening, Tom's awake. So how have you found it?
It was really comfortable. I'm going to say, I probably had, the mansion of the sleep out. It was actually quite fun doing it.
So the good bit is obviously raising money for the charity, but has it made you think about people that don't have a home?
Yeah, it's quite sad to actually see homeless people. I found it quite nice to raise money.
You're getting kisses from Olive at the moment, my little dog. So have you thought of the military yourself? Do you think that's something you might like to go into when you're older?
I have signed up for the ATC when I'm 12.
Excellent. We love the ATC. That's the Air Training Corps. We meet them quite often on Shine Radio. Mm. And what are the plans for this morning?
Well, probably just get up and,
and pack up.
Yeah.
Lovely to see you. You are all okay. Thank you for sharing your experience. And, of course, we'll share your link. So,
we'll do this again next year, I think. I think we're going to do it again next year, guys. Yeah, and maybe next year we can get a few more people come and join us. We'll try and do it an annual thing. It's brilliant. Thank you very much for coming down.
Made by volunteers in Petersfield, this is Shine Radio.
Oh, it's like being in a little family. I love the community spirit. I like coming out to events like this. This is my first event with Shine. I'm honing in on my editing skills right now. I've been allowed free rein of the controls this weekend. And yeah, just learning loads of new skills, being able to broadcast, interview, it's really good.
Petersfield's Shine Radio. You make it shine. Call Petersfield 555 500 or email team@shineradio.uk.